Now, on yesterday's program, I mentioned that I have posted on Belling.com the database of spending for the Milwaukee Public School System that was obtained by Citizens for Responsible Government. A number of you have done what I suggested and just gone into that database to start snooping around. The way the database works is that you've got it. You can either type in the name of any vendor and it'll bring up the expenditure they got, or go to any department or any Milwaukee school and click it in and type and start searching. MPS has 20,000 recipients of spending. That's how big this thing is. So the only way to really move around it is to cherry pick your way through it. Simple cherry picking will reveal item after item after item of spending that clearly seems to be frivolous and ridiculous. I did my own little cherry picking live on the air yesterday. I told Paul, pick a page, I'll go to that page. Thousands of dollars spent to a catering company for chicken for family nights at various MPS schools. Meaning the school system, when they have a family night, is buying food for the families who show up. Just one example out of a zillion. Well, listeners of the program are contacting me with things that they have found. Now, some may be fully justifiable, or they might not be. All you can tell by this database is that the money has been spent. It's hard to tell in some cases what it was spent for. But I'll give you an example of things that are popping up here that may or may not be legitimate, but are certainly worthy of questions. I credit this one to a listener. Three times in the past 2 years, a company in Butler named Lenny's Pool Service was given money for services provided at Bradley Tech High School. Bradley Tech doesn't have a pool. Now, obviously, there may be some legitimate things that that company would have had to do at Bradley Tech, and they may do things that don't have anything to do with a pool. There could be any number of explanations for it. My point in bringing this up, however, is that you would think something like this would have raised a question from someone. You go through this, you're going to find zillions of examples like this. Utterly unjustifiable. Things that you could cut that don't have anything to do with education. Whenever a government bureaucrat tells you they've already cut to the bone, they're lying. The MPS budget that is posted on the on Belling.com right now, search the database, just click on that link, is merely one example. It's the one that's up there because Citizens for Responsible Government went after this one because MPS is constantly crying poor. They just passed another massive property tax increase, and they keep claiming that the reason for the underperformance of kids in the schools is lack of money. But you could do this with any local governmental agency. There is going to have to be a pullback in government spending if the economy is in 2009 going to be as bad as it appears.